the weight we carry. You know, there is an object called a yoke, usually made of wood, that you're probably seen in old movies or historical documentaries. It's that thing that gets placed over the necks of the two oxen, linking them together so they can pull a heavy plow or cart. Seems like a relic of a beyond era, doesn't it? Just a simple agricultural tool. That yoke is more than a chunk of wood. To me, it's a pretty deep metaphor for life's burdens and bonds. When seen through the lens of grief and loss, it becomes a physical manifestation of an emotional and ethical commitment we make to another being, animal, human, or otherwise. The yoke isn't merely about physical labor, sustenance, or survival. You're not just pulling a shared weight. You're navigating the landscape of shared experiences, emotions, and ultimately, shared existence. In fact, if you've ever heard of yoga, the word itself comes from the same root. It's derived from the Sanskrit root yuj, meaning to yoke or to unite. In this spiritual union, the yoke is not a burden, but a symbol of connection, not just to another being, but to the universal spirit that threads through all our life. I feel that in intimacy of shared burdens, there is a doorway to something transcendent. And when it comes to caregiving, you are thrown into a whirlpool of gut-wrenching choices. I'm talking about the kind of choices that keep you up at night. Like, do you give more pain meds even if it clouds the awareness, just to keep them comfortable? Or do you hold off because you want one more coherent conversation? When the doctors throw stats and survival rates at you, do you listen? Or do you hold on tight to what you know the person really wants? These choices, they are not checkboxes on a form. They are soul-searching, heart-ripping moments where you ask to peek into the divine, into the raw core of life and love itself. Through the act of caregiving, through the immeasurable weight of choices we must make, we are offered a deep look into the sacred essence. Not a god cloaked in a grandeur of mythology, but a quiet divinity that can be found in the raw moments when love confronts loss. So, this yoke I'm talking about isn't just physical, it's emotional, it's spiritual. Ties that connect us to each other and to something far greater than ourselves. Because grief has its own language, one that defies the neat boundaries of words, flowing into the spaces where logic fails. And when you carry a yoke, whether it's made of wood or love, or an intricate blend of soul's fiber, you carry a potential for both love and loss, the likes of which can reshape your entire being. And when that yoke is removed, either by choice or by cruel, uninvited circumstance, you don't merely lay it down. You feel as a part of your soul has been hollowed out. The yoke is no longer there, but the weight is in your chest, in your shoulders, the pit of your stomach. It remains, an absence so palpable. It's as if you've lost an essential part of your own body. And suddenly, your hands are empty. But your heart is unbearably full of love that has no physical place to go. In the grieving process, this yoke takes on new forms. It becomes the early morning ache, the midday emptiness, the nighttime longing. Here, yoke transforms. It becomes a loom, each thread a memory. It shall pass a day in the world forever changed, yet still turning. This loom weaves unanswered questions into its fabric, each an echo chamber of your heart. Could I have done more? Could I have loved better? These questions don't seek answers. They seek a reckoning with the incomprehensible nature of loss. The yoke in its physical absence becomes a spiritual presence, a connection you feel to a being who's no longer by your side. It's an almost mystical tether that links you to what you've lost. And paradoxically, to all that you still hold within. You feel that responsibility never ends, it merely transforms. Now you are responsible for remembering, for honoring, for carrying the essence of the lost one within you. in the actions you take and the love you extend to others. In grieving, you're pulling a plow through soil that's both barren and fertile. Barren because of the physical absence, yet fertile with the emotional growth and spiritual presence that comes from the ache of love, untamed and unpossessed. Grief's yoke can be haunting, but in its spectral weight, there is a form of grace, an unexpected lightness. It's as if in carrying this invisible burden, you gain access to a new emotional aspect, one where love isn't erased, but transformed into a new form of relating, and not just to those who are no longer with us, but to ourselves and the often inexplicable world around. In carrying this yoke of grief, you don't move away from the one you've lost. You move closer, immersing into the universal experience of being human. The weight of the yoke then is both burden and a bridge. It ties us to the earth even as it elevates our understanding of what it means to be human, or beyond human. To carry it is to recognize our role as participants in much larger, more mysterious dance of life and death, union and separation, love and loss. It can be heavy, yet it's a weight that, when shared in love, has the power to elevate us to new realms of understanding and connection, both earthly and divine. And it's not about moving on or getting over, nor it about transcending or forgetting. It's about carrying forward, about navigating a world that's forever altered but still filled with opportunities for renewal and compassionate connection. The yoke you carry in grief is a poignant reminder that love, in its most authentic form, doesn't know the boundaries of physical existence. It's a gravitational pull from the soul of the world to the heart of the being.